Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
Finding words has never been a problem for me. I've talked about it here on the podcast before, that words started coming early and never really stopped. My first grade teacher called me Chatty Kathy. I mean, it was after a doll that existed at the time, but you get the point. So last week, when I just couldn't find the words, I replayed a powerful episode with Dr. Judith Rich that really landed what I was feeling. I can't lie, I'm not sure I am any more clear this week on words. But this morning, when I opened my eyes, I looked at my bookshelf and saw the spine of a book that I had been introduced to directly as part of my leadership training and that I had heard of for many years before, Viktor Frankl's A Man's Search for Meaning. Now, if you don't know who Viktor Frankl was or what this book is about, here's the gist. He was a physician who survived the Holocaust. And his book is about how, in the midst of abject horror, is when man's search for meaning becomes most important. That it's precisely in the moments when we can't find words that it becomes even more important to realize that the meaning isn't necessarily the language, it's how we feel. At least that's what I took from it. And so as I thought about that this morning, it navigated me toward this week's episode and where my contribution can land in the midst of this chaos. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. And so this week, it's about finding the words when the words seem impossible to find. How finding the words underneath anger, fear, hatred is really, really important. And how it seems to be something that a lot of people are struggling with right now. And here's my invitation for this week. Settle in, open your ears, and open your heart, because this is Talk Unleashed. It's a gorgeous fall morning. The sky is impossibly blue, and I am sitting outside in the yard swing, drinking my coffee, watching as occasional leaves leap off of the branches and drift to the ground. Other ones are changing colors, going from green to yellow to red to gold. Transitional seasons have always been my favorite. I love when summer makes its way into winter, and when winter makes its way towards summer, of course, those being fall and spring seasons. And I grew up in a place where there was a balance of seasons. You know, last week I couldn't find words, so I repeated an episode that said what I think we needed to hear, what I know we needed to hear, in the voice of Dr. Judith Rich, how to find humility and peace and connection in a world that would seem completely opposed to that. I don't know that my ability to find words this week is any better, to be perfectly honest. I found some, found my way through anger, found my way through fear, found my way through frustration, though they still yank on me pretty often. And what comes to mind this morning, I woke up and looked at the bookshelf, and the spine of a book was staring right at me. It's a book written by a man named Viktor Frankl, and the book's title is Man's Search for Meaning. Viktor Frankl was a survivor of the Holocaust. He was held in a concentration camp. His book is a masterclass in what it means
to find real meaning in the middle of abject horror and tragedy. And I would argue that we're in a very similar time, though conditions are certainly different. In some ways, they're not all that different. There are relatively small groups of people who act with an excessively large volume of violence and overshadow the voices of what is actually the majority. Terrorist organizations that subjugate the voices and needs of entire groups of people and hold those people in front of them as shields. Governments that behave abominably and act with impunity, and no one seems to be able to hold them in accountability. And I just keep asking myself, why? Where is the language missing? Where? What are the words that are missing? What are the ways of communication that are missing? And the word that keeps coming up for me is kindness. And it may sound silly, it may sound naive, but where has all of the kindness gone? I mean, you've got people who are being nice to each other, and people who do philanthropic things, and people in great acts of heroism. I'm not saying that there's no kindness in the world. But overall, the only way conditions like these can exist is that the conditions are ripe for them. You know, if you throw seeds in the ground and you never water them and you don't aerate the soil and it never rains and the ground is dry, the seeds aren't going to have the conditions they need to grow. If you have an orchestra sitting in their seats, but you don't give them any music, and you don't have a conductor with a baton, the orchestra's not going to perform. I mean, if they do, it's probably not going to sound like what you want it to sound like. If the conditions aren't right, then things can't exist. And so what does that mean? I can't solve what's going on in the world right now by being a nicer person. Or can I? Maybe I can. Maybe that's what it takes. Maybe that's the solution. I mean, it sounds insane, but what's going on in the world right now is also pretty insane. I think we could agree on that. And so why not choose a different insanity? Why not choose, instead of judging and hating, to have compassion? Why not choose, instead of saying the unkind thing, to maybe not say anything at all? What if, instead of sitting in a mood and saying there's no way out, choosing to feel a different way? I gotta tell you, I haven't been sleeping great, and I don't feel generally okay. So what did I do this morning? I am outside with my dogs in the sunshine, because I have the luxury of that. There are people right now in Gaza and all over Israel who don't have the luxury of just kicking back and relaxing. They're living in terror. And I would bet you good money that amidst those people in the middle of terror, there are people who are finding an inner peace. They're finding a way to stay grounded. They're finding a way to find something of joy. Because it's impossible to survive something like that otherwise. That's one of the points of Viktor Frankl's books, is that when you find something to hold on to, you survive. You make it through to the other side, hopefully taking the lessons of it, and maybe it can be a little better on the other side. I'd argue that there are huge rips in humanity's history books, huge times of enormous upheaval and pain that weren't ever really healed properly. I've said it before on the podcast. I'm here in Virginia, where I have become acutely aware that the wounds of the Civil War were never actually healed. And so when a wound doesn't heal, it festers. And when it festers, it gets infected. And sometimes things go septic and die when those infections get out of hand. So I am choosing to stand in a place of peace and love, and not naivete. I'm not Pollyanna. I'm not ignoring truths, but I'm also choosing how I'm going to speak about them, what words I'm going to use, and how I'm going to spend my time loving my dogs, loving my friends, being kind to people, eating food that tastes good, watching movies that make me laugh. And in this chaos, finding a way of being that feels peaceful from there, that's where the words that matter will be able to come.
We did it again, another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully 5. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McLean, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.